and I'm Maddie Smith, and you already know it's that time of the week. That was crazy.
That was wild.
That was a crazy intro. I get crazier every week.
Wild. I had no idea where it was going.
People are calling me the Picasso of comedy. They're like, we don't know what she's doing, but it means something.
Redefining the form.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is Picasso the one that was like deaf and only like...
No, it's Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Right? People are calling me the Van Gogh of podcasts.
Oh.
Yeah, because I don't listen.
Right.
Van Gogh wasn't deaf. He just cut his ear off and sent it to his ex-lover.
Oh, okay.
Which sometimes I'm tempted to do.
Right.
Like, when people, like, you know, rip me off or they disappear, I'm like, hey, let me send you my ear.
Yeah.
And really make you think.
Mm-hmm.
Random man who lives in DC.
Mm-hmm. I send people my middle finger. I just cut it off.
Oh.
I go, you know which finger this
is. That's good. I'm going to send people one of my squid lips.
Yeah.
You miss these, motherfucker.
They're still moving.
So we're here today. We are missing one of our usual cast members. Stuart is in New Orleans this weekend doing God who fucking knows what. But we're here. We spent the Wednesday this week in Syracuse where we determined who was the most annoying. I think it's me. What do you guys think?
I thought it was... I thought it was DeWood.
DeWood is our new video guy on the road.
And sorry, DeWood.
There was times where he would try to sass me and I would say, DeWood, you're 19. You are 19 years old and you live with your family?
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for your flight here. Respect me.
The sad part respect is me. He lives with his family and he likes it. So yes. I have no respect for you,
I
DeWood.
I have literally no respect for you. But shout out to DeWood. He's been filming all of my shows, doing some on-site, behind-the-scenes stuff. But I do think I'm the most annoying. But I was telling Caroline, I think the territory of being the headliner and leading everyone there, you become more annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, everything you do is, like, kind of annoying.
You have to keep everyone on
tap. Because it sounds like everything I say is, like, spoiled. Where if I'll be like, I'm hungry, everyone's like, Maddie's hungry. Yeah. And it's like, if I wasn't the headliner, you guys wouldn't make fun of me.
You wouldn't listen.
But
either.
That's the territory that comes with like being the boss.
You're the diva. And...
So I do feel like I didn't talk in the car and Stuart was like, Maddie's tired. I'm like, bitch, I brought all of you here. I invented all of you.
You know what? Not wrong. Because you needed coffee. And I was like, oh, of course Maddie needs coffee.
Right.
We have 1 hour left and Maddie needs coffee. Stuart's like, I have to pee. I'm like, Stuart has to pee.
Trying to one up.
I said I needed coffee like 18 times. Stuart wakes up from a nap. She's like, I have to pee. And then immediately we pull over. Oh, everyone makes fun of me. Oh, I did an hour of comedy. Sorry, I don't want to talk right now.
Maybe it's true. Maybe it's because it feels like you have like all the say because you brought us there. So we're going to Syracuse, even though like we're fucking thankful, of course.
Right.
But like it's like you're like, we're going to Syracuse.
Right.
We're doing this. We got to do this.
Right.
Like, so you like kind of have all the power.
Yeah.
So anything you say, it's just like, oh, of course.
It makes it seem like everything I say seems petty.
Mm.
If I'm like, can we look up where to eat? Oh. Now you're telling me what to do. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
You have authority.
So just to let you know, I saw all of that happening. And I said, I need to get new openers, a new video guy, and new friends. So let it be known.
That is facts on facts on
facts. Let it be known. But we had a really good time in Syracuse. Lots of podcast fans came out.
Yes.
We had people in the audience like yelling, like, we love your podcast, blah,
yes.
blah, blah. So thank you, girls, for coming out and supporting. We took a lot of photos.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It felt so good. You know, like you and I talked about it where it feels like, okay, good. I'm not yelling into the void.
Literally.
Yeah. It
You're
feels
like, oh,
so
shit,
good.
I exist.
Yeah. You feel heard and you feel yes. seen.
I feel heard.
Smelled.
I feel seen. I feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel recognized. However, I will say respectfully, Syracuse is a little bit of a shithole.
Respectfully.
But I do think the crowd was better than in Hartford.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
They fucked with us a lot more.
Yes.
They were in it for
Hartford
us.
Was yeah. definitely touch and go.
Mm. Hartford was
lot.
Like, prove yourself
no,
to
literally.
Me.
That yeah. was a bunch of fucking hicks.
Yeah.
So, but that was fun. My upcoming dates, we got March 1st, which as of this coming out will be tomorrow. So if you guys are listening, that's tomorrow. March 1st in Syracuse. No, fuck me. We have a sponsor.
One at a time.
Out of hope. March 1st in Chicago, Zany Nashville, March 16th. So come to that. And between there, I'll be in Baltimore. So those are my three big March gigs. So come out to those. And then check my website to see if I'm coming to a city near you. Yo! And per usual, I have Ashlyn Salzano joining me, and Caroline has been promoted to the couch. Life is good. She's not all the way over there in her big armchair. And I would like to let it be known, this is all furniture that my mom gave me. So if you guys are wondering why my apartment is a mishmash of artifacts, it's because...
It's eclectic.
Yeah, it's eclectic.
I feel like it goes, though. I like it. I feel like it's like...
It's warm.
It's random, but it goes together. I don't feel like anything is like... No, Maddie, what are you doing? Like, you need help.
Well, the rug before didn't match with anything, so now I have this.
I told you to get that too. I was like, I really like the pink.
But once you get it and see how fucking orange it is, you're like, oh, that clashes with everything. That clashes with me. I'm like, I can't be in this room because I don't match the rug.
Literally,
there's a problem, and that's how you know. Mm-hmm. And have I thrown away thousands of dollars decorating this place? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it worth it? No.
Mm. Every time I come here, there's new furniture. I'm like, whoa.
I know.
It's almost making the big bucks.
I get high, and I'm like, I need a sectional.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I'm like, I think Maddie's fucking Bob's Furniture.
Oh my God.
Bob is my sugar daddy. Bob's discount. Yeah. You know why I get a discount? Because I let him come on my tits. Hey!
And they have, I feel like their couches, you get a black leather couch, you can wipe anything off of that.
Oh, 100%.
Cum resistant.
Yeah, seriously. Anyone who has leather couches, I'm like, you be fucking on that. Yeah. And that's why you go. Leather is a little cold for me.
Yeah, I don't, and then hot.
Yeah, and
in
then
the
your
summer.
Legs stick
at
to it
at the same
it.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And before we get started on our topics, we have a sponsor. And for the first time ever, I'm about to try Ounce of Hope's vape pen. So let's see how it does. Go to ounceofhope.com, use code MAD20 for 20% off. And let's see if that Maddie's discount is worth it.
Oh, no baby lungs. You got baby lungs?
I don't know. Is that a good or a bad thing?
That's a bad thing. Why? To have baby lungs. That means you can't smoke a lot.
That means you're a fucking loser.
I can smoke
like
a lot.
You're a pussy.
I'll fucking end you. Let me do another one.
This is it. 5 minutes late, Dale.
Yeah.
To prove a point. All right.
Oh, no baby lungs!
I'm about to get stupid as fuck. Let me put, cough coming.
Oh, that's when it hits.
Is there anything worse than when you're trying not to cough from weed? And you're like...
Your chest is going to explode.
And then no one else is coughing and you're like...
You got to do everything. You're like...
Yeah.
The more you act normal, the worse it is.
You're like, anyone hungry?
Yeah. Anybody got water?
It's like the so awkward, demo. But the sunglasses are coming on because I'm officially Stony Baloney, ounceofhope.com. Check it out. All right. Well, let's get into our topics. They're pretty interesting.
Let's do it.
A study's found that attractive people have stronger immune systems. I mean, I've never gotten COVID.
I know, me either.
Me neither.
Call me fucking hot, bitch. This was such a weird study. What they did was they tested people's immune systems, I think, with blood work and stuff like that. And then they showed the photos of the people to random people and they said, rate your attractiveness. And the people who were rated more attractive also had strong immune systems.
Mm, that makes sense.
I guess. Good genes. I would also, have stronger immune systems if you're not stressed about being fucking ugly all the time. Hot people have it so easy. Have you ever talked to like a girl who's been hot her whole life? She literally has no worries and she expects everyone to like float around her. And they do. They do,
no problems. You literally talk to her. She's like, that sounds rough. I can't relate.
No,
but one time, my dog didn't come when I said his name,
and I almost cried.
Yeah,
so sad.
I would love to like live a day in the life of someone who's been hot their whole life. Not literally. Someone who's like, I know if I say I'm ugly, people are like, no, you're attractive, blah blah blah. But someone who's been hot their whole life,
hot. Like not their attractive whole life. Too. Like, no, like there's a difference, right? Like being good looking. Being hot your whole
life. I would
life.
Love.
Like, undeniably hot.
Men float around hot women.
Mm-hmm. Men float around hot men.
That's you ever true.
Seen
too.
You ever seen guys talk to a hot guy? They're like, so, you're cool, bro. You're like,
You've been lifting or?
Yeah. What protein powder are you drinking?
Oh, yeah.
With the peanut butter? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that too. You want to get out of here? Yeah. So we're going to talk about who we think has the strongest immune system a little bit later. It's probably going to be Sydney Sweeney, per usual.
I was going to say.
And moving down the line, there's an article in the New York Times, per usual, because we're libtards. Mm. The New York Times, a man writing about his apartment search, and he ended up on a West Village two-bedroom for under $2,000. One twist, it does not have a toilet.
Plop, plop.
He ended up not going with it, but he thought about it for a while. So in our first segment, we're going to talk about our shittiest living situation. Let me ask you this. Would you guys live somewhere without a toilet? There was a toilet in the hallway, like a communal stall.
No. The way I use the bathroom, I could be evicted for the way I use the bathroom.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Tell me more. Tell me more. What's going on in there? You getting rid of those enchiladas? Yeah, what's
literally
happening?
Literally, the beans. The beans make the it go, beans. Baby.
No, I know.
The beans make it go. Especially as a girl, too. You get your period. Like, I'm not trying to.
True.
You know what I mean? It's a murder scene every fucking month.
Mm-hmm. I would not want to leave my apartment every time I have to piss or shit.
Mm. Imagine in the middle of the night.
Right.
You drink water.
And you know. Wanna get up. 100,000,000% people in that apartment building definitely have like bedpans. They probably pee in a pot overnight.
In a Bowery bottle. Like,
yeah, so
like
they
the
don't
rock.
Have to leave, yeah. Right?
That's maybe where the Rock lives.
Right. Yeah. Seriously, no the time. Rock. There's no time. What happens if you fuck a dude and you have to pee after so you don't get a UTI and you have to go in the hallway? You have to put on all your clothes? No, because I do the waddle to the bathroom naked after I fuck a dude.
Yeah, because you're
like a penguin.
Yeah. You're holding your shit, making sure cum doesn't leak down your leg.
Yeah, literally.
So, yeah, Caroline definitely wouldn't.
It's already hard for me to move from my bedroom to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm like, fuck it, I'll hold it, I'll chance it. You
me
know
too.
What I mean?
I wake up at 9 a.m., my bladder is pulsating, and I'm like, let's just keep sleeping.
Yeah, I know. Same. It's like Rue from Euphoria.
I know.
She like lay in bed for like weeks without peeing.
Oh, right, yeah.
She's like, this is what depression
feels like. I know,
right?
Like. So dramatic, but it is.
It is, yeah.
I will say one person who would take this apartment, Stuart Fullerton.
Like,
she'd be like, wait, do y'all think I'm insane for doing this? It's wait, so cheap.
Wait, y'all, the view. You gotta see
it's
the
insane.
View.
It's insane. And honestly, like, I don't use the bathroom that much.
Yeah.
And I'm always working, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. 1 month in. Y'all, I cannot. I cannot. I need to be somewhere. I didn't know before I need to be somewhere with the toilet.
Yeah, literally. I mean, y'all, it's so disgusting. There's puke. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. Like,
I can't.
I would
1,000,000%.
I feel like I would. I'm the type of person who, if I had to leave, I would probably forget my keys. Like if the door locked behind me in the middle of the night, so I'd be stuck locked out of my apartment in the middle. Like that's just so rusted. Like I would have to like staple my keys to my leg.
Totally.
Like that's what I have to do.
Like put the ring. Like I probably have to get it pierced. And put the ring.
That's not a bad idea. Piercing your keys to your body.
Well, soon they're gonna have like a microchip. I feel like.
Yeah, very definitely. Soon. There's probably buildings in Japan that have a microchip. Like,
Or like they like
the rectal.
The rectal.
The rectum.
Your retina.
Your retina.
You just call the retina the rectal?
It's like, it's
I was
the
like, yeah,
of
you
the
have
face.
To show hole to get into your apartment building.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you my hole if you show
you
me
show
yours.
Wouldn't that be cool though? You have to show your butthole every time you're like,
I would if I'm going out to use the toilet in the hallway. I'll show my asshole to get back in.
I would too.
But speaking of what might be a worse living situation than an apartment without a toilet, Disney is creating living communities for full-time Disney adults.
Big gums.
I would rather live without a toilet in my whole building.
Mm-hmm. I would rather live without a fucking bedroom in my apartment.
I would rather live with on the streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would rather live in a toilet.
I would rather live in a Planet Fitness.
1,000,000%.
I would rather live at home with my parents.
Well, I mean, we'd all do that over anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Live with your parents specifically.
My parents are annoying.
Yeah, but that would be nice to us.
Yeah, and they pay for everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but they manipulate you mentally.
Yeah, but I feel like your parents would be nice to us, but mean to you.
Yeah.
So like we can stay, but they'll be like, don't worry, Ashlyn.
Right.
We're not talking to you.
Yeah.
Right.
You can be as messy as you want.
You're good. You're good. Because like, Caroline knows better.
Italians are very, they won't be mean to guests.
Uh-huh.
Like, they will never.
They're almost too much with the guests. Like, no, whatever you want.
You can literally murder your dad and your mom would be like, don't even worry. Let me get it'll come out in the wash.
I'll just put bleach on it.
Bleach. Why don't you go to bed and take a bath?
Yeah.
Go put your pajamas on. And come down and watch TV for 5 minutes.
Take a shower. Put your pajamas on.
I'll make something quick.
Why don't you heat up some stuff on the stove?
We've got Mancotti.
Yeah.
So there's a resort for Disney adults. It's not built yet. They're building it in the Coachella Valley.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, I thought it was in... Sorry, I misread. I thought it was... Yeah.
It's
the first sentence, Coachella Valley.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be in Orlando.
You know what's happening right now? Millennials, which is us up to like 38, mm-hmm. are now making more money. So everything is appealing to our like the Who's Disney adult thing, like all the Super Bowl ads were geared toward us, like nostalgia, because we're the ones who have money now. We're like the target demographic now for advertisers.
Yeah, but we don't
every
have
person
that much
making
money.
A new project. So that's why all this stuff is nostalgia for when we were young, because we're the money makers.
We're the money makers, and we have no kids.
Yeah,
so you were like, you know, frugal, like we're just fucking.
People are gonna move there.
Oh, I 100% know like 10 people that will move there.
Wait, I have a question. I feel
two
like
two of them being you and Kate.
No, I was gonna say, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a requirement would mean that you have to have like big gums and little teeth.
And then
if you don't, you're not allowed in.
Yeah,
and you have no personality, but the fact that you liked Mickey when you since you were five.
You're a Disney adult.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I mean, I'm like, better for them to live there than in my neighborhood. Mm. I don't feel safe among Disney adults.
Right. No,
those are actually the most judgmental people. I feel like
talk about like an
like,
STD
girl,
free
you
community
sex on the first night.
Yeah. That's going to be an STD-free community right there.
100%.
Fucking there.
No way. No way. They're fucking to have kids.
Oh yeah. God.
If you're a Disney adult listening, I apologize, but you're fucking sick fucks freaks.
You're weird. Mm. It doesn't mean you're wrong. You're weird. We're weird. Right. Comedians are weird. You're weird.
We're weird.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about all those topics later. Let's get into our first segment, which is called Let's Sync Up.
Okay, singy, motherfucker.
Mama.
So that weed pen be hitting. So this apartment in the West Village didn't have a toilet. We've all seen disaster apartments before. Mm. In fact, Carolyn and I used to have a web series called NYC Pads. Right. You guys can Google it and see if it comes
up. I still
up.
Watch it to this day.
Yeah.
I do. I watched it last week. It's so fucking
good. Which episode?
Good. I watched Maggie Lally's.
That one was hilarious.
Yeah,
that one was good.
It was always funny when you'd be like, I give it like 5 stars. You'd be like, I give it 3 thumbs and 2.
Oh, yeah. So that was smart.
Caroline was always so ethereal.
That was my favorite part because it was like, you wouldn't know what you're going to say. You know what I mean?
I didn't know what I was going to say, clearly. I was like, dang.
That's where we find out we're not good at improv, and then we do it every week on the podcast. Well, this week's question related to the apartment article: what has been your shittiest living situation to date?
I mean, I live in the same apartment that my grandmother lived in and my mother lived
in. So your current situation the shittiest situation. You lived there your whole life, right?
Yes.
So what's shitty about it? Tell me everything.
I mean, it's rent stabilized, so management doesn't give a fuck about us, right? So like if there could be a leak and they'll be like, yeah, we'll patch it up, and they'll put like duct tape. Like they spend the least amount on, like they go in being like, we should destroy it more than fix it. I swear to God, they go in to fix one thing, there'll be a hole in another place.
Totally.
I don't know. But my mom also, one of the shittiest situations I've ever been into, like, I know I lived there with my mom, but my mom used to take everyone in because it was just me and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom, like, at one point, I had, like, 8 people living in this 2-bedroom apartment.
Okay, hey, Arnold.
Yeah.
I was like Andy. I was like, it's hard. No.
Yeah. And who are they? Your family members or just anyone your mom wanted to help?
Anyone my mom wanted to help. Like we had like this. We had one of my cousins and her 2 daughters there. Then we had another cousin. But my
and it's in Washington Heights.
Literally, and it's 2 bedrooms. And like my mom is just like, oh yeah, you need a place to stay. Yeah, like sure, come stay over here. Like my cousin moved from college, graduated from college, needed a place to stay, and she stayed with us. My cousin dated some guy in Florida, had a baby, didn't like him anymore, moved back to New York.
Story of my life.
Without the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Bye bye.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
Can you say bye bye mommy?
She's like, I'm not into this relationship and I'm not into the baby. I'm out of here.
Wow.
So yeah, that was just my shitty situation. It was like the rotating of like not being stable in my apartment.
Yeah, you pretty much lived in a commune.
I lived in a hostel.
Yeah.
I literally, there were like,
and you wake up at 7 years old and you're like, who the fuck ate my Fruit Loops? And your mom's like, shh, be nice.
Yeah.
You're passive aggressive.
Like, we have company.
Yeah.
So when did the company stop coming through? When did the revolving door slow down?
When I got the apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when your mom moved out and it was just you.
Yeah.
Probably the best day of your life, right?
I don't even let my mom in. I go, wait.
You look through the people? No.
No speaking.
No room at the inn. No. So your whole upbringing, you had people coming in, and were they sleeping on the couches or did you have extra beds set up? What's the vibe?
So,
like, I'm picturing Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, Charlie and his grandparents
in one room, in one bed,
foot to head, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like so fucking sardines.
When I was younger, me and my sister shared a room, and then everyone would either sleep like in another room because we have two bedrooms.
But so, your mom slept in the other bedroom, right?
She sometimes would sleep in the living room or in the back bedroom.
So nice, God.
Yeah.
Did you ever sleep in the bed with your mom?
No, I'm not gay.
Yeah, her mom's gay, yeah. So they're gonna end up scissoring.
I don't want my mom to touch me.
Right.
Yeah.
And she thought that about you.
Yeah.
I don't want this little gay girl.
I remember I asked my mom one time, I said, who's more of your type, me or my sister? And she was like, why would you ask me that question? She's like, you're sick.
Hilarious.
She's
like, but you have to say it, your sister. That'd be like if I asked my dad that. If I asked my dad who is more. And what did she answer?
No, she was mad at me.
I would take you over your sister.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take me over my sister too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Is there any parts of the apartment physically that are super shitty?
Oh, absolutely. My floors are shitty because they don't want to redo them. Right. Like, we've had kids there, so there's like gum pieces, you know, like when gum turns like black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's that on my floor. Like, my floor like literally looks like the subway.
Yeah, you live on a sidewalk. She lives on a sidewalk.
So authentic.
Yeah, I know. That's the real New York if you got gum lodged into your
floors.
Imagine
if that becomes a new look.
Like, I know.
Millennials are trying to make it look like
it's like the new exposed brick.
Yeah, literally.
But it's gum on the floor.
Literally.
So, guys, I want to walk you through my gum floor tutorial. And I know, like, it looks so good, but it took so long. So let me show you how I did it. And then they do the fast motion, like ripping up of their own tile and then putting it down.
That's definitely a gentrifier. Being like, I don't care about the dirty streets.
Right.
I welcome it. I think it's hot.
Let me tell you about my shittiest living situation. I have had a million. Do not get me wrong. But this was top. One out of one. So I moved to New York from... Well, I have two really bad ones, but this one was worse. I moved to New York from upstate 6 years ago. And I was a rookie, so I'm just browsing on Craigslist. I was supposed to move to Red Hook, Brooklyn. And as you guys know, Red Hook is desolate, far away. Not a lot of options when it comes to living. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the Red Hook like Craigslist listings for.
Why did you look up there?
What do you mean?
Did you just stumble upon Red Hook, or did you
I worked
see-
there too?
Oh,
and I hadn't lived in New York yet, so I didn't know like really like no one lives there. Mm-hmm. It's really sparse.
Yeah.
And it's so deserted. Like, there's no train station there. I've been
IKEA.
There before, and I
follow in IKEA.
It's IKEA and a Fairway.
Yeah.
But people really don't live there, and I didn't realize anything. So, but I was like, my only thing is I want to live in Red Hook because that's where I'm working. Mm-hmm. And so I found this apartment on Craigslist, and it was like, it fits a twin bed. It was like airy and very white. And I was like, okay, this looks passable. It's furnished.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's name is Luciano, and he's a mime. Mm. He's a retired mime.
Fantastic.
Yeah. He's like 70 plus years old.
Love it.
And I talked to him on the phone. I was like, it's $825 a month, I think. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Doable. Because back then, 6 years ago, I was like, I could never pay over $1,000. That's just robbery. Now I pay fucking $2,000 out of my fucking ass. So I talked to Luciano on the phone, and he was like, now what do you look like? I want to get a bigger picture of you. And I was like,
I got big tits.
I was like 210 pounds at the time. I was like, oh, I'm red hair, blah, blah, blah.
Big tits, small waist.
Yeah. I'm like, have you seen Sydney Sweeney? And he's like, we can cook together. It'll be fun. Your room is all set for you. I'm like, okay, cool. So my dad drives me down from upstate New York, and the room is literally like an add-on to this basement apartment in Red Hook.
Wait, was that your first apartment?
It was like a basement, and the room on the back of the apartment was like literally smaller than this rug, smaller than this coffee. It was literally like
a jail cell.
There was like a little tiny, it looked like the Peace Corps.
Was it a closet?
it wasn't even a closet. It was like an add-on to the apartment, but the walls, it felt like a shed.
Right.
Like
maybe it probably was.
It wasn't thick walls. It was like there were walls, but like
they weren't insulated.
Shit, like I had to have, like once it got to November, I had to have a space heater in the room.
Yeah, because they probably weren't insulated.
Yeah, it wasn't insulated. And the bed was like down, like this little tiny wooden bed. And the floor was like twine. He put like a twine rug down because the floor was cement. It was literally like a
garage,
a shed. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it was a shed meant for gardening tools. And my dad looked around. He was like, "You good?" And I had to be like, "Yeah, of course. I'm in New York. I've been waiting months to move here, and now I could not be happier." And he left, and I was like, "Fuck, dude. This is the tiniest room I've ever been in my life."
How long
it
were
was
you there?
An escape room. It was an escape room.
There are dogs that have a better room than you.
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
I know. Dog beds better than those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had a bed and there was a door out to the backyard. There was four windows so everyone could see everything.
Did you have a bathroom?
So this is so fucking nuts. The kitchen, which was the back of the apartment, had a door to my room. The door was like what would be a suburban front door. Like a door.
Welcome. Come on in.
With like the half the window, circle window at top. Mm-hmm. Like someone bought it at Home Depot.
So clearly that was the outside to the house.
Yeah.
And they just slapped
and
on
they slapped on something and said, "We can charge some dumb whore $800 for this."
They probably like put a cousin there and then was like, "We should rent." And then when the cousin left was like, "We should rent this."
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Anyone will come. And I got scared. And the photo on that he used on Craigslist was like some stock photo.
Oh, of course.
It wasn't a real... It was like a photo from Pottery Barn. This is how fucking dumb I was when I first moved here. And you guys, I give you permission to make fun of me all you want. I was a rookie. I'd never lived in a big city. I was 23 or something. And I was just like, yeah, looks great. Who would ever lie to me?
No.
Lo and behold, 5-6 years later, everyone lies to me.
The rats will lie to you.
Fucking air lies to me.
Yeah, literally.
I walk outside. It says, "You are doing good."
Yeah.
I say, "Air, don't do this to me." So that was my first run-in with real scam. And Luciano, I had to walk through the kitchen to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom was right off the kitchen, and he would sit in there in the kitchen eating like boiled carrots, and he would walk around in a bathrobe, and I don't even know, he used to be a mime, but then he worked in Westchester as like a furniture when I lived with him, he worked in Westchester as a furniture room showman, like at a Raymer and Flanagan.
I guess miming doesn't pay the bills all the time.
It doesn't. And he also did not get any product at work because the apartment had no furniture, literally no furniture. It had big boar's heads, big, that he was aiming to hang on the wall, and big like horn,
like taxidermy.
Yeah,
I thought you meant cold cut.
No.
I'm like, on the wall.
I wish we had that kind of boar's head.
I'm like, that's nice.
Get some honey turkey.
I was gonna say, going like, on there. Or salami boar's head. Like.
No, not even that. Like big warthog. Things
like taxidermy.
Big, thing. But there was no furniture.
And what'd you sit on? The boar's head.
I sat in my porch. And I sat at the kitchen table. And then this is what happened. I was living in Red Hook. I was working. I never brought a guy there. Thank fucking God.
Of course not.
In my head, I was like, there was one time I almost did. And I was like, it's dark out. He won't realize like what this is. Yeah, he would have. We would have broke the bed if two people sat on it.
Aww. So we'll touch the Olympic the village. Cement.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I was also incredibly depressed. And living in New York when I first moved there, it was 95 degrees every day. Mm-hmm. Sweating big fucking tits. And one time Luciano was like, "You look different than your picture." I was like, "What is this, a Tinder date?" Yeah. Like, fuck you.
It is probably.
Literally, did he not want to cook with you afterwards? He said, "We don't cook together anymore."
We don't cook together. And then he turned really mean to me. Because, you know, I used to be pretty messy. I'm clean now, but I used to be like living squalor. Mm-hmm. He would be mean to me about that. And then he would leave like boiled lamb out. So it was like beef stew and stuff like that. Ew. He would literally boil baby carrots and eat them. Like, I think he was broke too.
Oh, really?
I think he was broke. And so then one day he's like, "I'm going to Rome for three, pretty much till end of year." And this was like October by that point. And I was like, fuck yes. So he's gonna be gone. And that was when I spread all throughout the apartment. I never once slept in his bed, which I actually, I would have now.
Now you, yeah.
I stayed in my bed, but I spread out all, like my shit was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then one day I get a text and he's like, "Please call me." He had come
home. There's cameras everywhere.
No, he had come home. Oh. He had come home. And this was like,
and you were out.
I think it was, this was like December 20th or something like that. And the next day I found an apartment and was like, "I'm moving out January 1st. In my head, I was like, I'm staying until he comes back.
Right.
Because I'm here alone.
What did he say in the phone call?
He said, it's really, this apartment is so, I don't remember if I called him or if, I think I was at an open mic or something because I had just started comedy.
You said I can't.
I said, I'm at a show. I'm performing.
$3 to 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, I'm performing.
Meet me at my show.
He said, apartment, very messy. What? And then when I got home, all my stuff was in little piles. I didn't even talk to him. Next day I said, I'm moving out January 1st. The only olive branch he gave me was one night it was freezing and he knocked on my door and was like, space heater? And I was like, thank you.
Slap his hand out of the way.
But I got scammed, low-key. Because, no, my breaking point was when the guy above me, his name was Pradeep, and he would like play voicemails from his ex at like 2 a.m. and I could hear them because I could hear everything above me. He would smoke and play voicemails from his ex.
Oh my, how do you know it was his ex?
Like a Coldplay soundtrack.
Yeah, oh pretty much. Just context clues.
She could hear everything. It was literally like she was no in the soundproof room.
He was the kind of guy who I friended on Facebook and he would post like really dramatic posts. He's like, everyone's been betraying me, but just know like my time will come to. I'm just like, you're insane.
Love that.
My breaking point was when I found out that the rent for the entire apartment was like $1,500. Mm-hmm. And I was paying $825. So and that's when more. I was like, oh, hell no. Like Pradeep told me. And I said, we're done here. So I said, I'm going to stay until you come back and I'm going to trash your fucking place.
You should have left a poopy in the.
I know, I should have. It's the kind of place, though, where I think back and I get literal chills
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Man, that's a dark place.
He had a very strong scent, too. He wore cologne that if I smell that cologne, I'll be like, fuck.
Yeah. PTSD. Triggers.
Yeah.
Yes.
A very strong, like musky. Disgusting scent.
Oh my god, I'm
he
so
probably
sorry.
He might be dead by now.
Maybe
he was 76 or something.
Maybe he got COVID dead.
And he had a younger girlfriend who lived in Chinatown and was Asian. And her name was Ming Li or something.
It was his girlfriend or a
I don't know. I don't think you can be a sugar daddy if you don't have furniture in your apartment.
If you don't, you can't be a sugar daddy if you don't have any sugar.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What are you, a stevia daddy?
Stevia daddy.
What's going on here?
Stevia daddy.
So that was my ultimate. Yeah, that was horrifying.
Yeah.
That was horrifying.
Wow.
The first few years of living in New York were horrifying for me. I'm thankful for them.
That sounds dark. Yeah, it was dark. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
No it's wonder you walk around with your dick out here.
I know.
No wonder. You've come a long way.
1,000,000%. Rags to riches. Rags to riches. It's a lot, too. It was a lot. My dad to this day is like, I was driving home. I said, I don't know if she's going to be okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My dad would have been like, that's it. We're not coming here. You're coming back home with me.
My dad probably would have turned around today. But back then, we were still working stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you got to let your kid go.
You do.
My second, and I'll say this really quickly, my second shittiest living situation, my first year out of college, I was working for AmeriCorps, and AmeriCorps is like a system through the government where you like get a job with a nonprofit, but my AmeriCorps was Vista, and if you do Vista, you make the poverty line, you make exactly as much as people in poverty do in your neighborhood as to like build like what's it called, awareness or empathy even though I don't need to be paid that much to feel empathy. Bad for poor people, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, it's just the government trying to pay us less,
right?
So I made $800 a month living in Rochester, and I know it's insane. Listen guys, you guys don't even know. I've been through the trenches, so but no one ever lets me talk on this podcast, so that's why I'm taking this opportunity.
You are going down.
I wonder what's different.
She was like, wait, that's insane. I have a song. But
wait, Maddie, cement?
Yeah.
Oh my god. One time, go ahead. I slept on cement. Oh. And it was in Arkansas, and we slept on cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese.
My second shittiest living situation was in Rochester. I was making $800 a month. My rent was $300 a month for half of a duplex, a two-story duplex in one of the worst neighborhoods in Rochester. Every night I went to sleep and I was scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Scared of what?
Yeah.
Someone coming in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Even my mom was like, then give me some fucking money. There was one night, I was making a salad.
Yeah.
As you do on a weeknight when you're a white woman.
Yeah.
And I hear pop, pop, pop. And there was a shooting in front of the laundromat. The laundromat that I used once and was scared out of my fucking mind. It was like The Wire. My neighborhood was literally like crazy.
The Wire.
I heard a little pop, pop, pop. I open the kitchen window. I'm like, yo, and there's like people running, like scattering everywhere.
Yeah.
And then the cops come and they're like on the corner and stuff. I walk out. I'm like, what happened? The cop's like, why do you live here? That's how you know you're in a bad neighborhood. Yeah. Oh. And that's how you know, like, the cops will be like, you shouldn't live here.
Let me take you away and rescue you.
I'm like, then give me fucking, like, all these people are like, are you okay? No, I don't have any money. I literally have no money.
Because they don't really want to help you, but they just
tell you to move.
Yeah.
And if I had gotten any more of my rent, I wouldn't have had any money. Mm. And then another time in that neighborhood, I saw a little fire in my oven on accident, and then it went out, but I called 911.
Oh my God, that's scary.
Because I panicked. There was like remnants in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
So like grease spots.
Yeah. And it went out immediately, but they were like, we still have to send people. And like six firefighters came in.
Because
like,
they knew.
In full clothes, because they never get any work. So oh, they fucking God. Freak out.
Or they never come to your neighborhood, maybe.
I know, right?
They're like, let it burn.
Yeah. So they come in.
It's so embarrassing, too, when you're like, no, I'm good. I don't want everyone to come here. And it's like, everyone. It's like,
I know, and you know, so you put on a full face of makeup and your sluttiest outfit.
You take a quick shower.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I shave.
You grab some Summer Eve wipes.
Yeah.
You know, you never know.
Some wipes.
Pussy wipes.
I get some Franzia ready. I'm like, you guys want to stay? Or? I'm just watching The Bachelor. And they come up, they fix the fire alarm just because they're like, well, let's check your alarms while we're here.
Let's check you out.
And the guy's filling out a report. And for the second time, the firefighter's like, I really suggest you don't live here.
The firefighter?
Yeah.
Well, where the fuck does he live?
I think they all live in the suburbs.
Can I stay at your place?
They all live in the suburbs.
Yeah, the rudeness, though.
So that was my second living situation that was probably equally shitty to the one with the mime. Mm. Caroline, what was your shittiest living situation?
I know you're going to probably judge me, but I feel like my senior year in college, it was more of the like roommate situation.
Yeah.
So I like was like basically perpetually high my entire college career.
And
so
now.
Like and now so
and your producing career.
Right. So I was like,
yo, your eyes just went into a different dimension.
So basically,
oh my God, look at that flutter. Did you see that?
Me in college.
I think
do
she
it again.
Almost took off.
How do you do
it? It's propellers.
How do you do that?
I
actually new try.
It's something I was trained.
Oh, you did a little bit.
I was trained at a very young age to give eye rolls and dirty looks. So
do it one more time.
Because you can't talk back. No, yeah. I don't.
Wait,
I
am I doing it?
Yeah, there you go.
No, you're not. No. Do you?
Practice makes perfect.
No,
no, you look like
that looks painful.
How do you do
it?
Do it again.
It's just like they flutter. You have to like kind of blink too.
No, yours literally like flutter.
My eyeballs are also like bulging out of my head. Anyway, I went on the assumption that like senior year, people are going to ask me to like get a house with them and I'm going to like live in a cool apartment or like a cute house off campus. No one asked me. And I waited like past the deadline to like find people. So I was a senior.
No one
like,
asked you to do
to live with them.
Yeah, and usually you start planning for that like freshman year.
When people plan
like,
that shit out.
We want the house
like,
on
senior
Main.
Year. Look at me, senior year. Us four.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Me
senior
and you.
Don't forget.
Parties.
Write it down.
And we need to get the brick house on Main.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Yes,
I know the girls who live there now, and they're gonna recommend us.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how my town
literally,
was too.
That's how Kate
so yes. scheming. Yeah. And I was like, la, 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 I'll figure it out. Someone's going to ask me and hand it to me on a silver. Give me the keys on the day up.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm moving in.
No, you got to put the effort in 4 years in advance.
I did not put the effort in. I was living in la, la fucking land.
Okay,
and
Emma Stone.
I was like the only senior living in like a sophomore dorm.
Oh my God.
It was like humiliating.
Wait, that's so embarrassing.
I was with a girl who was really cool. She was like this foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
Sylvia, still love her. She's so nice.
From where?
Turkey.
Oh.
But I was so embarrassed. I was like, I felt like such a loser because she was like a sophomore.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, so it's embarrassing. Yeah.
It was so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
And then
Ashlyn didn't even graduate college, and that's still more embarrassing.
She was leaving.
You should have just dropped out.
I know.
Yeah.
I was considering, and I'm like, I thought I was going to be able to get a single dorm at least. And
you had
like,
a roommate?
Yeah, I had a, like, she was my roommate.
You had a roommate senior year of college?
Yeah, and I was living in a double.
Caroline.
And
she
then,
was
but
in
listen,
the dorm.
Listen. So then she tells me halfway through, I'm finally like settled. I mean, my best friend lived in a house off campus. So I was.
Was she your best friend though?
It was Kaylee.
But she got a house without you.
Well, the other girls looped her in and didn't include me.
Wow.
Because they're mean bitches.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so they're like, there's no more room. Like, sorry. Like, that was, like, story of my life, I feel like. They're like, I was, like, I thought I was always, like, in the group, and then I would find out literally. Later. They're like, oh, sorry.
Story of my life, too.
You know,
too.
You're going to have to go in the other car with, like, my parents, and everybody else is going in the party bus.
Yeah. I'm like, totally. Or you get a...
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really like her mom. Yeah. I was, like, more friends with the parents than, like, the kid.
So, how many miles does this car have?
Exactly.
20K? That's good.
Like, my mom says.
How much to fill up the whole tank? You can soar. Yeah,
you can soar. You got that eco mode on too. So, yeah, I know. I like the eco mode. Yeah.
So that was me. But and then second semester, she's like, "So I'm going abroad."
Sylvia said that.
Sylvia's like, "I'm studying abroad. I think." And this is not probably how she sounds at all. But she's like, "I'm not going to be here. So you're going to have to
do the accent."
Do the accent?
Yeah, you have to, because then I don't know who's
talking.
Like,
I'm going abroad, and they might pair you with somebody. I can find somebody to replace me. And I was like literally spiraling. Like, I was like, no. So now I just got comfortable with you. We had mutual friends, but now you're gonna leave me, and I'm gonna have to room with a fucking stranger,
with a fucking freshman.
Yeah, and
who uses a rolly backpack?
A fucking. So
I'm so nervous.
So I was freaking out, and of course everything I did, like, I had to deal with like housing, and they're like, yeah, you're gonna have to like jump through this hoopty hoop.
So rude.
And a sophomore left you.
Yeah.
Even a sophomore. And they were like,
Sylvia was a sophomore?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she was going abroad or whatever.
And Caroline's like, no, you can't go.
I'm like, oh my God, I made it nice here.
She's like, we have the same friends.
Yeah. Like, we have the same. Well, so she was friends with the senior exchange students.
Like, you're not friends with my friends.
She was like way hotter. And I was like, she's like, I have a date. Bye. I'm like, so what did I do?
This is the saddest story I've heard in my life.
I'm so glad, because I feel like if Stuart were here, she would fucking be like, I hate you. She's like, no, so tone deaf.
That's so embarrassing.
But so
I'm crying.
So then
this is so sad.
I was like scrambling. I was like, and I was trying, I'm like, I'm a senior. I should be able to have housing first choice. They're like, no one cares. Right. Go keep smoking another J.
The admins in the housing department are like, sorry, you have no friends.
Yeah.
Literally. People get this together years in advance.
Years.
They're so, like, nobody else wants to live with you, so it seems that you're the problem.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
They're like, you can be an RA.
Yeah. Right. And I'm like, meanwhile, I would smoke up the whole fucking dorm.
Right.
Okay, anyway.
Or you could live with the gym teacher.
Right. Yeah. So I ended up finding a girl who I was, like, kind of friends with, and, like, the other girls didn't really, like, vibe with her. Mm-hmm. And so, but she told me that she had an extra room in her apartment, and they were all seniors, but I wasn't really friends with them. I was friends with her,
back to seniors.
Yeah, back to seniors. Mm-hmm. But people I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. So I was just, like, never there.
Okay.
And I was always at Kaylee's house.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it was, like, really hard.
That sounds horrifying.
It was just stressful. And, like, I think it was because I waited till last minute, which is signature me. And then I expected other people to, like, do it for me. Which is signature me.
Right.
So that's what happens when you don't. So I learned the hard way.
I will say the college housing thing is so stressful.
It is stressful.
Like getting the girls together, getting the exact amount, having to kick people out if the house doesn't have as many bedrooms as you want. It's like so fucking dramatic. Because I dealt with the same thing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the dorms were so nice. Like nothing to complain about the physical dorms. But emotionally, the turmoil.
No, you want to be off campus. You want to feel like an adult.
Yeah.
You want to like get your coffee.
I want to get my coffee and drive around and have a place to park.
And cook your quinoa.
Cook my quinoa if I want to.
Right. Well, I feel like we're synced up.
Yeah.
Sinky. I feel so close to you guys.
All right. Well, let's go on to our next segment. Okay. And it's called Story Time.
Yes.
This is a new segment. Caroline invented it, and I invented it last night, and it might not work.
Right.
However, people have commented, we love when you guys do improv. So, and this is the most improv game we've ever done.
This is as improv-y as you can get.
So this is a game. Okay. A minute might be too long, but we'll find out. So this is a game where we're going to build on a story, all right? How it's going to work is we each get 1 minute to, we'll have Ashlyn start the story.
Okay.
She'll go for 1 minute using a topic that Caroline suggests. Mm-hmm. When the minute is up, I take over the story, but Caroline gives me a new topic that I have to weave into the story. Mm. So the goal is to be continuous, but also to make a good story.
Continuous.
Yeah. But let's have Ashlyn start the story, okay. and we'll go for a minute, and we'll, Caroline will time you and give you a topic.
Okay.
And she'll say, done, when your minute's up.
Topic is software.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
So, So I remember, okay, I remember I was in high school and we used to have computer class, which was very rare. Because
it can be a made up story too.
Yeah, it can mean whatever.
I'm going to just start.
Go ahead.
And now they're telling me how to start my story.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry. We're
white-splaining.
Yeah, exactly. You're white-splaining.
Storytelling.
So here's a hero's journey.
Even though you have a rich oral history of your Mexicana past. My mama used to make tortillas in the fields before Stone the sun breath. Rose.
Sometimes I wonder if you think I'm Mexican. Sometimes I go, did Maddie forget?
Forget what?
Fuck you.
Anyway, continue.
Your time is running out.
Okay, let's restart.
Let's restart.
Ready? Software. Ready? Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. So I remember being in high school, we used to get computer classes because I don't even know for what reason, but not everyone got them.
Well, they would teach us how to do Microsoft Word and stuff.
Not really, though. Not me. I don't remember what I was learning. I wish I was learning that.
Okay.
And I remember that I would spend so much time like fixing my MySpace. Because remember, like,
at school?
Remember with MySpace, like, you could add music and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you could change the background and you would keep visiting your profile to see how it looks for a first time visitor. And you're like, fuck, dude, I look so good right now.
You're like, fuck, this fucking material. Fall Out Boy song.
I had emo songs. I had emo songs in like a scene picture. And I was like, fucking loser.
Literally. I was like, haven't you ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No.
Mine was brand new. It was like, the quiet things that no one ever knows. And I also had a survey. Sorry, I keep interrupting your story.
Yeah, no. Literally. Okay. This is how stories work.
Minutes up.
Done. My minute's up.
Done. We'll never know what happened in the library.
But we can continue the story.
We'll never know what happened in the library. So Ashlyn's in the library.
And the new topic is election.
Okay. Actually, I was in my high school library when Obama got elected. Mm. Or like the day of his election, and it was a pretty big deal.
Wow, what did you guys do? Did you take off your top?
I did not take my top off.
Did you guys do blackface?
Did I do blackface? Not that day, but a different day in high school. And it was right after the recession, wasn't there? Because there was like a big stock market crash, and my mom was like, oh boy. Mm-hmm. And then the next summer, gas went up to like $6, and she would take me to my friend's place. She's like, I can't keep driving over. Gas is up to $6. You're getting your permit. So that's my only association with the early Obama administration is my mom being fucking rude to me and making me feel like a burden for going to soccer practice. But anyway, I was in the library with my boyfriend and all of his, because I had a boyfriend at the time, and all of his friends when Obama got elected.
And you were in the library, a smart slut.
I was bumming in high school who had hung out in the two places. This is how embarrassing my life was, more than Caroline being with a sophomore. Mm-hmm. I hung out either in the library or in the chorus room.
Time's up.
More to come.
Am I going?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
The next one is conclusion. Oh my God. Another high school memory. Oh my God. I remember learning how to write conclusions.
Yes.
In English class.
Of your essay.
And it was my English teacher taught us a shape of how to write an essay. It's like you start general and then you get specific at the very end.
Yes.
So I went through.
I was like, that's how I like to start, baby.
General to specific.
Hey, you start like saying, I'm normal. And then 2 months in, you're like, I'm a crazy bitch.
You're like, I'm hungry and I don't know why.
I remember I would start off so general.
I'm not going to feed myself. I'm just going to be angry.
Why didn't you text me earlier? Who's that girl on your Instagram story? It's like my mom.
Oh my God. But I feel like I would always like, so I would start off like too general. I'd be like, in life, there's life. Mm-hmm. And then my teacher would be like, all right, get to the point. How are you narrowing this down? And I'd be like, in conclusion, you know, life is hard. At the end of the day, things
time's
are
up.
Tough.
Whoa, we'll never know.
And then I had to relearn everything in college.
No, time's up.
Time's up. In conclusion, you're done.
I'm going to go over a little bit because you were finishing it.
I know, we're so rude. All right. So Ashlyn picks it up. Okay. I feel like we're around a campfire.
I know. We should call it Campfire Girls.
We should.
Energy. Oh my God. It's like all these interesting. You can make up something too if you want. Okay.
I remember, okay, so we're talking about like, you were talking about like essays and stuff like that. And I remember when I had to write an essay like that too, where they like, the teacher was like, what really matters, like we were getting ready for like college stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what really matters is the first two paragraphs. Everything else is just like closing it out, mm-hmm. right? And so like, I only wrote, and she was going to grade it, and I only wrote the two paragraphs and I was done. And she was like, why aren't you going to finish it? And I was like, well, I don't want to waste my energy. if this is the only thing that matters. Right. And she was so fucking pissed because she had said that. And then I gave it in and I got a 76 on it. And I was it's passing. Don't tell Ashlyn she could do the bare minimum, yeah. sweetheart, and yeah. stay fast because she will do it.
I'm not exhausted. Even surprised.
Don't project to her.
Ashlyn's rap name would be bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
That's awesome.
But it's spelled like B-A-R.
Yes.
B-A-R-E.
Well, I feel like that's our segment just for time purposes. Let's move on to Caroline's Corner before we wrap up.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this week, in honor of that story that you had happen to you.
Yeah, so let me share a story with you guys.
Yes. Another story.
So Caroline came with me to a show at St. Mark's Comedy Club, aka the V-Spot. In the East Village.
I've been there.
Our girl Angela was there. That's our socials producer. Hi, Angela was there with some girls. And there was a girl in the front row. She had bangs, really dark hair. And they were laughing. And I was like, oh my God, you look like Ashley Simpson. Mm-hmm. And they both said, who is that?
And
I was like, oh shit. And on stage, I couldn't remember the name of the song. And then after the show, someone was like, Pieces of Me. And I was like, shut up.
But when she fucked that up.
What?
Yes, on
remember
SNL.
When she fucked it up?
Yes,
on SNL? I tried on stage. I was like, "Oh shit, you know Ashley Simpson, Jessica Simpson? She lip synced on SNL and bombed, and then she did like, some weird leprechaun dance to be funny,
right?
And she was wearing like a button up vest,
yeah,
like the vest waiter's vest with the kind of Bermuda looking,
yes,
stripe punk,
yes,
like short,
and with the fucking hair trying to be punk,
yeah, and like the long socks with the mm-hmm. Converse, mm-hmm. and she was like, "I don't know who that is." And then after the show, they were like, "You are so funny." I looked up the girl. Yeah, she does look like her. The girl.
I looked up that girl, you said. Yeah. We're like, what?
That girl.
Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Simpson.
Please.
So for Caroline's Corner, I'll let you explain off the story that was our inspiration.
So we're doing a twist on that to see if you guys know Gen Z celebs as well as...
So we freak out when they don't know our stuff, right. But how Gen Z are we?
Okay. Right.
So it's a competition. Caroline's going to say a name and we're going to buzz in to see who knows the person.
Okay,
ready?
Yes.
Emma Chamberlain. You do?
Yes.
Who is she?
She's originally a YouTube star. She started doing YouTube when she was like 15 in her parents' house, and her YouTubes were like style inspo from like a 15-year-old, and then it fucking exploded. And then she would do like vlogs. She was like the original vlogging. And they say that she inspired a lot of Gen Z fashion, like the way she dresses like pretty basic now, but she used to dress like crazy patterns and platforms and like the little sunglasses that people were wearing for a while. Like she inspired a lot of that. And now she's like really famous. She'd be in like Louis Vuitton ads and stuff.
Yeah.
Holy
I had
shit.
No
okay.
idea. She was at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
And she looks like a Tim Burton.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
Character.
She's got the eyes.
Good for her.
She's very cool.
Did you know
beautiful.
Who she was?
No.
1 point for you.
Yay!
No, I
I'm
did
fucking
not.
Winning.
I didn't know who she was either.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. She's literally so famous.
You're gonna say Emma Roberts.
She seems
next
cool, actually.
One is
get my hands.
Nikita Dragon. Even I know who Nikita Dragon is.
Is that, let me guess, like beauty?
Yes.
Beauty makeup
yes.
tutorials?
Yes.
And what's her deal?
She's trans.
Actually, no, I definitely don't know that.
She's a YouTuber.
I put on mascara for weddings and I'm like, fuck, do I look too done? Do I look too done up? I'm like, do I look like a drag queen? I wear fucking lip balm. I'm like, do I look insane right now?
I put so lipstick. Insane. I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a slut. I'm a whore on the street.
Everyone knows I'm a harlot.
Yeah. I'm a harlot.
Okay, you guys don't know who Nikita Dragon
is?
All right,
what's her story?
One. She's a trans YouTuber, beauty influencer, and she does, she has a makeup line.
Oh, sweet. I mean, these are two makeup people.
Okay,
so like,
sorry. I'll do less.
No.
I'm more of an influencer.
Why are you apologizing?
Yeah, this is so
game.
Sorry.
So it's 1-0.
Okay, what about Charli D'Amelio? You don't know what Charli D'Amelio is?
This is bad, Ashlyn. Ashlyn, that's bad.
I thought you would know all these people.
That's bad if you don't know Charli D'Amelio.
I don't know Charli D'Amelio.
Let me tell you, that's insane.
She's a tiny dancer.
She is. So Charli D'Amelio is she still underage? I think she's like 17 now. She's a high schooler who got famous on TikTok starting in about 2019 was when she first started getting on there. And she would post like dance videos. She was like one of the OG dancers. And they used to live in Connecticut. Now they live in LA. And her sister Dixie live in LA. And the parents now, they all have a Hulu reality show. Mm-hmm. They were trying to be the new Kardashians, but it turns out they're just super boring.
Yeah.
But Charli first got famous by doing like the dances that are like,
yeah, the TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is why I don't know these people.
So you're not, because you're not a pedophile like I am.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you about Charli D'Amelio.
Like, she's 17. I'm like, yeah, never. She's only 17. I'm like, stop. I want to see Maddie's fucking For You page.
What about Angus Cloud?
I know Angus. I know
you
Angus.
Do.
I know Angus.
And you don't know Charli D'Amelio.
From Euphoria.
Yeah. He's Fez from Euphoria, right?
Fez.
Also, what
actually,
a
I was thinking of someone else. I was thinking of someone else. My bad. I was thinking of that TikTok guy named Axel.
No. Oh, no. Angus. Okay, I know. That's
Angus
a point for me.
Is which one?
He's Fez from Euphoria.
Yeah, he's really cute.
He's got Mac Miller vibes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he literally does.
Yeah, I love him.
He's so good.
I love his style too. I love how he wears like Supreme boxers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking
when they hang out in his house, you know what it smells like.
Yeah. I can smell it through the screen.
Like old, like there's bacon lingering.
Yeah,
bacon
but there's also mad marijuana smell.
Yeah, and marijuana and like smoky.
Yeah.
It smells like dinosaur barbecue in there.
Literally. Oh, take me back.
Okay, next one.
That's one.
Good job. It's 1-1.
I fucking love Angus.
No, it's 2-1. It's 2-1.
Okay, what about Lil Pump?
I know Lil Pump.
You do?
I know Lil Pump. I know Lil Pump.
What does he sing? What does he sing?
He's a singer.
He has that Kanye song too.
Which one?
When it all and it all falls down.
Not that one.
Gucci Gang.
No, got a song with Kanye, and it's like
Lil Pump is all it takes for guys to come in my pussy.
Lil Pump is what you call every dude.
I think that's probably what his name means.
He's got like tattoos all over his face. He's also he also kind of came up with like
Juice
WRLD.
What are his songs? Isn't Juice WRLD a person or no?
His real Juice name WRLD's is Gazzy Garcia.
Let me see. What's this?
So
little
it's like
Gazzy,
but Gazzy.
Gazzy's a good name.
He's also on like a Lil Pump. He's also like I said, Lil Peep.
Lil Peep. He's dead.
Gucci Gang.
Let's see.
What would I know?
Harvard Dropout.
What?
What's that?
Lil Pump?
I don't know. No, that's the name of his discography thing.
Oh.
I love it. You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
When I hear that, I'm like, yeah, I am.
That's the fucking song. I don't know the song.
I go, yeah, who got this from me? Am I going to get copyright?
Yeah, I am. I play that while I get a bagel. And when I'm hungover, I'm like, yeah, I'm a whore. Yeah,
I'm like, can I get a back?
A back. All right, should I do another one?
Yes, it's a Lil Pump. That's on my lane. That's why. That's like crap.
Yeah. I'm freaking out.
Let's do Yara Shahidi.
That sounds like a TED Talk person who talks about feminism in Africa or something.
Literally.
She was like the first. She kept coming up on all the lists that I was looking up.
Who is it?
She's an actress. She's for her starring role as the oldest daughter, Zoe Johnson, on the sitcom Blackish and its spinoff series Grown-ish.
I don't know them at all.
Should I do another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Are my things bad?
No, this is great.
So good.
Lily Reinhart.
I know the name.
I know the name, but I don't know what she does.
We sound so lame right now.
I think Stuart knows who that is. I think I've heard
who
Stuart.
Is
I don't know.
I mixed all the Lilies up. Lily Collins, Lily Rose Depp, Lily Reinhart.
Yeah.
Lily Reinhart is who?
Okay. She is an actress known for portraying Betty Cooper on the CW teen drama series Riverdale. And Annabelle in Laureen Scafaria's black comedy crime drama film Hustlers. So she's in Hustlers.
I saw that.
I literally
she's in Hustlers?
Saw her.
Can I see
what
her?
Was she in Hustlers? Damn, I'm fucking out of touch.
She played Annabelle, whoever Annabelle is.
Can you guys do this so I can feel old today or what?
Yeah, that was the whole point.
Do one more. We have to break the tie.
Okay. For the final sudden death, what's the score?
2-2.
Okay. Who is?
Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle.
Who is Yankee Doodle Dandy? Who is Gaiden Matarazzo?
A dancer?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Gaiden?
I could be saying...
That's not a name.
Gaten?
How do you spell it?
G-A-T-E-N.
I don't know that person.
I don't know that person.
You'll know him if you see him. He's the guy from Stranger Things.
Oh, which one?
How is that Gen Z-er? Aren't they
Isn't he a Gen Z?
People know him in the Gen Z community.
Did I fuck up with my choices
No,
here?
Do one more. We have to break the tie.
Okay, it's this guy.
Oh, oh. Yeah, we know him.
Yeah. The next one is Emma Gonzalez.
Oh, wait.
She was...
Wait, I know her. I know her. She spoke at an anti-gun rally.
Oh, very
is that
good.
Right?
Yes.
She's in the Parkland shooting in Florida.
Yeah, the shaved head one.
I beat you on that.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did. I built first.
You didn't say though. You were stalling.
Because you said, I got that.
You were stalling.
No, fuck that.
You were stalling.
I was going to say.
You were stalling. And she's probably your cousin too.
Yeah.
Grow up. I won.
The person that lives with me.
I'm more Gen Z than Ashlyn.
Wow.
Emma Gonzalez. Makes sense.
When Emma Gonzalez spoke, I was like, wow, she's really having a moment.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I not more like Emma Gonzalez?
Yes. I literally thought about shaving my head and then thought about the shape of my head. I'm like, I think I got a couple of dents.
I would be horrifying with the shaved head. Well, Caroline, thank you for welcoming us to your corner.
Thank you for coming.
Let's go to our topics before we wrap up today. Apartment without a toilet versus the Disney adult resort. I don't know which is worse.
Both.
Where would you rather live?
The apartment without a toilet.
Disney. Yeah.
I would just live in the apartment without a toilet, and when I got with a guy, I would just go to his place.
Right.
I would live in the Disney community.
Really?
Yeah. I'd rather my problems be like someone breaking out into a musical at 2 a.m.
Oh, I can't. No,
than
no.
Someone's large turd at 2 a.m. Like someone who didn't fucking flush.
Imagine you get to the toilet, it's clogged.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So put me in Disney, STD free. Mm. The worst thing that could happen is that someone is going to say, she'll bring honor to us, she'll bring honor to us at like 4 a.m.
And it's you.
Yeah.
The worst thing that could happen for you is like it's a Disney. I feel like there's a lot of crossover between Disney adults, conservatives, Christians, and I don't think they would want you to be gay.
Pedophilia. Well,
there's really, some gays, but I think it's and pedophilia, and you're short, yeah. so that would be tough
scary.
For you.
Yeah,
I think I could do the Disney community.
Yeah,
it's like when
yeah.
you go to a part of like a new of a city. If you go to like a part of like. You know, when we were in Syracuse or like any city, there's parts that are built up and so fake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
where have we
like
been?
A set.
Yeah,
like
it looks like a
mall.
Set.
It's like a
Florida.
Mall.
Like, have you ever been to like where Universal Studios is?
Yeah.
And like Islands of Adventures, like in Orlando.
And like the rocks are made out of plastic.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
I'm obsessed.
Like, what's it called? City Walk?
I don't know.
Epcot?
I was in.
No, I'm talking about.
The actual set. Yeah, I don't
know.
Yeah,
I'm talking about in Orlando. I'm talking about the rides.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, wait, hold on.
They got this. Look up City Walk.
City Walk, Orlando.
Yeah.
The epicenter of awesome.
Yeah, exactly. The epicenter of awesome.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. Some fucking loser.
There's like a Margaritaville in here.
Yes,
like a
yes,
Burger King.
Yes.
To me, living at the Disney resort is no different than moving into a casino hotel.
Exactly.
Or like, you know when you walk living. Around at casinos and they look outside, but they're not?
Yeah.
The ceilings have clouds on them.
Right.
Exactly.
And there's like fountains and
like
stop signs that are like, this way to Sephora.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That's how it would be in the Disney resort.
Yeah, I'll
I think.
Take that over not having a toilet in my apartment.
I don't think so.
Like, the way I use that bathroom.
Oh, go ahead.
You said that before. Okay. We get it.
I feel like I would go to Disney. I would live in the Disney place as like undercover. I'd be like, I'm here to expose toxic people.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a pedophile ring here somewhere.
Totally.
And I'm going to fucking find it.
And I'll help you.
And I will find it.
I'll help you.
I would be, you know what I would do? I would move into the Disney resort right when it opens and smoke outside and be like, this place isn't the same as when you didn't see this place when I first got here. All these places were empty. I would be like this OG.
This is when Disney met something.
Yes.
Disney community met something.
Yes. Yes. People would be like, she's been here forever.
She's anti-Semitic.
If I lived there, I wear like a hoodie everywhere, like a black hoodie.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be in New York. but I'll wear like I'll be like mysterious.
Yeah.
They'll be like, who's that?
I'm like, girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
There's been a murder.
Yeah, there's a murder.
There's been a murder.
That would be a good story. There's a murder in like a Disney
Ooh,
community.
We should write it. We should write a sketch.
That's so creepy.
We should write a sketch.
Okay.
All right,
let's
creepy.
Do it.
Last topic of the day. Immunity is strong in attractive people.
I'm checking my notes, not my text.
Who do you guys think has the strongest immune system
besides
me?
Out of the group or in the world?
In the world.
In the world.
Besides me. You were first on my list, baby.
I know.
I thought you meant out of the group when you first wrote it. Did you think that?
Me.
I thought both. I was thinking both.
Yeah, I was thinking both.
Well, in the group, who?
Okay, so I think that Caroline has the weakest immune system.
I was about to rejoice that I had the strongest.
Why are you calling her ugly?
No, not because of that. Because she's been so sheltered.
Oh my God, that's so true. I'm like, yeah. Girl, I'm not even
like about attractiveness. I'm thinking about like being sheltered.
She's like bones made of glass.
Literally. Yeah. She's like, I have to live with a sophomore.
Yes, I know. That's like, why I was scared to say.
You know what, no, Ashlyn and I have strangers rotating in and out of our fucking pussies. Yeah. And you're like, I had to live with a sophomore. We had our own bathroom. And then she left.
Yeah. She left me. She left saddest me. Part.
With Turkey.
Do you and Sylvia still talk?
No, but I think we're friends on Instagram.
Okay.
She's living a cool life.
Mm. Smash the like every so often. Smash
I don't even think she does. Like. I don't think she likes my stuff.
But do you like her stuff?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, oh, I try.
You're still chasing the hopes dream. And dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's who I'll never be.
You're like, hey, my couch is open.
Yeah.
If you need me.
I'm always here.
And Stuart probably has, it's between you and Stuart.
Well,
because Stuart's endured a lot this year too.
Well, Stuart got hit by a car.
Yeah, I know.
So
she bounced back.
And she had like a scar in her elbow. Yes. And like, she wasn't freaking out. So I was like, you also just eat a lot of garbage though.
Yeah,
so
I do.
Feel like you have a healthy, like, it doesn't affect you. Like,
I feel like eating garbage prepares me for illness. It makes your body stronger.
They say that with smoking.
Putting
it through your lungs, it clears out
it
your...
It makes you stronger. Yeah.
Like the lungs, scores your lungs.
It's a workout.
I've seen Maddie eat spicy pork rinds, flaming hot Doritos, Cheetos, pizzeria, like the combos kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Maddie put
banana
so much...
Banana is so bad for you.
At once. So much at once.
At once.
That I'm training my body.
And she literally doesn't flinch. She's not like, I gotta use the bathroom. She's just like, yeah, I'm gonna chill. I'm like, this girl, nothing's gonna take her down.
I'm a binge eater.
Nothing will take you down.
If there was more of those snacks in your car, I would have eaten all of them.
I eat
when it comes to snacks, I don't
but
get
full.
But
somebody like me, like, my stomach would hurt. You know what I mean? Then I'm out for like 2 days. Like, I feel like...
I wish.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Don't get me wrong.
It doesn't
but it hurts
like
my
it.
Psyche even more.
Yeah,
I'm like, then I numb it by eating more.
Right,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm like, you dumb slut. The only solution is cake. And I only realize it now because I used to binge so much when I was heavier and I never understood why it was happening. And now you're like, oh, you have an emotional attachment to food.
Right. Right.
And you're filling a void.
Yep.
And also snacks are addictive for me.
Yeah.
Like, more than anyone else.
I think they're addicting to anyone.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because have you ever eaten McDonald's like once out of a blue and then all of a sudden you're like craving it?
Yes.
Craving it in the middle of the week and you're like, I never crave you. The only reason why I'm craving you is because I had you.
I know.
It's like a one-night stand.
I know.
It's like I had you.
That's
once.
What I think with snacks. I think I might need to take a break.
Yeah, so,
because it's been bad.
Yeah,
but then I'm not gonna like you in the car.
I know. I'm like what
snack.
Am I supposed to do on the road?
I like
fluffy.
When you snack.
Me too.
Because we snack together. We usually like hot stuff.
It's
we like
bonding.
Yeah.
How I'm in the passenger. I hold up. Ashlyn's like,
I love getting snacks. It's like one of my top favorite activities.
She's like, give me one of those Chex Mix again. Oh, these are gas.
Buying snacks.
Open the so Pellegrino. Fun. I'm choking on the pork rinds.
Last time we got pork rinds, two different types of Chex Mix. We got pork rinds, two different types of Chex Mix. Always Cheez-Its. And something sweet. I'm
sweet
like, I don't
salty,
want to go crazy. We get something kind
thing.
Of sweet.
Banana chips?
Which banana things? Oh, we got the banana bites.
Yeah.
Those are like
good.
Banana bites that were dried up bananas covered in peanut butter.
Right.
Pretty weird, but I ate them all.
I would eat them. So. That's Maddie, what I do too.
Maddie was like, I don't think you're going to like these. This is like white people shit.
It is.
Eat them anyway.
And at first I didn't like them. And I kept eating them. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then I was like, can I have two? She's like, the one was gone.
They're gone.
I know. I'm like, these are for me.
Isn't that the worst when you eat all the snacks? And people are like, where are the snacks? And you're
like,
I'm like,
I ate them.
Funny, but it's bonding. But yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So either you and Stuart in the group. I think I'm in the middle. I think you have the
weakest link.
Yeah.
Surprise. Only because you're just
so. What do I do to be unsheltered, guys?
I don't know.
I feel like you
roll
were so well
the,
taken care of that, like, you know
but
what I mean?
Mentally.
Mentally.
None of us are okay mentally.
Right.
It's all a physical thing.
Yeah maybe.
We're all severely unwell.
Right.
I'm really unwell.
Me too. Yeah,
me
I'm probably
too.
The most unwell I've ever been in my life.
Oh, no.
And I lived with a mime once in a fucking shed.
In a shed.
So,
so who do you think?
Oh, on the podcast or in general?
I don't know.
I think I agree with your podcast one in general. I don't know, probably Channing Tatum. I think
he's
so fucking hot.
John Travolta. And not because he's like hot, but just because
John
he's, like,
Travolta.
Because he puts all those vitamins.
Wait, what? That's so random. He looks like a bloated warthog right now.
But I feel like he's so healthy. I don't know. What? I look at him.
He's a Scientologist. That's
in
not
the
healthy.
Movie Grease, he looked healthy, but he doesn't look healthy anymore. He's got a fat, swollen head.
But he's like a pilot now. I don't know. I just look at him and I see like health or something.
Is he a pilot?
I think so.
No, he's literally not. He's in Scientology and his son died because of him.
He's a pilot.
He's not a pilot. He's a Scientologist.
Just because you're a pilot.
Yeah, pilot. That's like a hobby.
I love how you equate that with help.
He's a pilot. He eats his veggies, you know, the usual.
He flies a plane.
He's got to be good then. Oh my God.
I don't know what? When I look at him, I see how
with a shaved head, you know what? He doesn't look bad with a shaved head, but it's when he puts the because sometimes he has bad wigs.
Yeah.
Or he wears and that, I'm like, you don't look so good,
which we know about.
So healthy.
But when he look at him when he's bald, put when that one bald, down. Go
wait,
down.
This one.
Yeah.
He's like, he's the kind of guy
healthy.
Who's going to take care of you.
Look how he looks.
He's a pilot.
Last time I saw a picture of him, he did not look good.
He's
so.
A pilot. He's going to take you home.
You know who I think has a strong immune system? Brendan Fraser. Because he's got bigger in size and he's still cooking and
he's doing better than ever now. He's making
people,
a comeback.
People like sent support for him. He said it made him cry. I think he's been depressed for a while.
Oh, okay.
He plays a lot of video games, I heard.
That's what happens when you play video games. You get depressed.
You're depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're living in a, you know.
Well, he was like sexually harassed or assaulted and that's why he quit Hollywood for a bit.
Ooh.
What?
Brendan Fraser.
By who?
By whom?
I don't know.
Harvey Weinstein?
I think something like that. Someone like grabbed his ass and balls or whatever.
Okay.
But he's coming back. He's making that movie about, it's called The Whale.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be playing
so
like a
me?
Morbidly obese. Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. So he's making a comeback.
Would you guys do a role that asks you to gain weight?
No.
No.
Me neither.
No.
It's unhealthy.
It's so impossible to lose.
I know.
It is so
and after eating,
you have to like.
I wouldn't do it because of what's on the other side.
Yes.
Which is because you can eat a lot when you gain the weight. Mm-hmm. But start like having to go back to vegetables after that is
miserable.
It's horrifying.
Oh my, it's detoxing.
It's like detox. Yeah.
Yeah.
My chance of relapse is high.
High.
You know, in Euphoria, Rue's like, it's a 5% chance. That's how I feel with my commitment to not eating snacks.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to relapse within a day.
It's a 1% chance.
Yeah.
If I start eating bad like that, I just. Like I said, like you eat McDonald's and then you get the craving.
Me
like,
too.
I can't open the vault.
It's literally relapsing for me.
Yeah.
One talkie, I'm like, I asked the woman to sell me a suitcase of talkies for $50,000.
One powder donut, I'm like, Maddie, I'll suck your dick. What you got for me?
I'll suck you.
Maddie, I'll suck your dick, Maddie.
You got,
pass
you got,
me some
you
chips.
You guys got Lay's? Yeah. What do you got? Oh, fuck, you got those peanut M&Ms? All right, I'll give you a head. Anyway, I feel like that's our pod.
That's okay. Our pod.
Do you guys feel good?
Yeah.
This was so
feel
fun.
Good.
Where can we find everyone?
You can find me at Stuart and Chill. You can find me at Ashley Salzano.
You can find me in the sophomore dorm at your college near you.
And you can find me scrolling through underage girls' TikToks so I can win this game again. And at So Maddie Smith, come to a show, guys. Someone also commented, when do we find out who the most annoying is? I think we did.
We
announced
did.
It today, right?
Yeah, it's the
it's me, but it's not my fault.
Right.
It's me, but it's not my fault.
Your circumstances made you this way.
Yes.
It's you and then it's DeWood.
Yes. And that's our camera guy and you guys can look him up. But we'll see you next week.
Bye.